now present George Edwards as the Hunchback of Notre Dame. In the previous episode, we heard how Captain Phoebus and his betrothed, Fleur-de-Lis Gondelaurier, had parted company. Then we heard Dom Frollo talking to his brother, Johann. Dom Frollo sent Quasimodo to bring La Esmeralda before him. While La Esmeralda was sitting in her room with her husband, Pierre Grinoir, Fleur-de-Lis Gondelaurier came into the room and attacked Esmeralda with a knife. Pierre sprang to his feet, seized Fleur-de-Lis by the wrist, and thus saved the life of Esmeralda.
Madam, what does this mean? Why do you attack La Esmeralda?
I have failed. I meant to kill her. She's my rival. They say she is the most beautiful woman in Paris, and she has stolen the love of Captain Phoebus. Pierre, you have saved my life.
Yes, the score is even now, Esmeralda.
Let go my wrist. Let me kill this gypsy girl.
No. Madam, I do not wish to hurt your wrist, but I will trouble you to drop that knife.
You're hurting me.
Drop that knife.
There. Now, are you satisfied?
I will take charge of that knife.
My Lady Fleur-de-Lis, you said you came here with your servants and that they are waiting below for you. Do not let us detain you any further.
I hate you. Why did you steal the love of Captain Phoebus?
I did not steal his love. I knew that he was betrothed to you, and I sent him away.
You lie.
I speak the truth, as God is my judge. Go from here. Find Phoebus and forgive him.
You put a further insult upon me. I am to go back to Phoebus and forgive him now that you have finished with him?
That is a foul untruth, my lady. Captain Phoebus de Chateau Père has never meant anything to me. If you ask him, he will tell you that I knew of his betrothal, and I begged him to return to you.
You placed a spell on him. You tried to make him love you.
Pierre is my husband. He will tell you what I said to Captain Phoebus.
My lady, I assure you that you are mistaken. The fault, if any, lies with Captain Phoebus de Chateau Père. My wife did not encourage his overtures, and he tried to seize her forcibly.
You are both rogues and vagabonds. Think you that I would take your word as against that of Captain Phoebus?
Did Captain Phoebus say that I pursued him?
He did not have to say it. I knew it.
Milady, you are making yourself unhappy. And I can assure you that as far as I am concerned, you have no cause for unhappiness. I do not wish to see Phoebus again. Take him and forgive him, Milady.
Take him? After you have broken his heart? After you have made him unhappy? Do you think I could marry him now with your shadow always standing between us?
It will be a shadow of your own creation. I have told you before, and I tell you again, Phoebus has never meant anything to me.
They say you are a witch. They say that all the men of Paris are mad about you. I hope they take you and burn you.
Pierre, make her go.
My lady, will you please go?
I will go, but my heart is heavy because I have failed to carry out my task.
A moment. I swear I do not want the love of Captain Phoebus.
You bewitched him. You made him love you.
Oh, it is useless to argue with you.
You will hear more of this gypsy girl. That I promise you.
Enter. Why, Quasimodo, what do you hear?
I bear a message for you, Esmeralda.
What a foul creature. A dreadful-looking hunchback.
You must be a witch, Esmeralda, to associate with repulsive creatures.
Let me go from here. A hunchback is a human being, milady. He has feelings as well as a fine lady.
I leave you to hatch devilries and witchcraft with your hunchback.
Who was that?
That is the Lady Fleur-de-Lis Gondelaurier, the betrothed of Captain Phoebus de Chateau Père, whom you attacked, Quasimodo.
A great lady, eh? What was she doing here?
She came here to kill La Esmeralda, but I saved her life.
You saved her life, you weakling.
He did save my life, Quasimodo. But tell me, what message have you brought me?
You must come with me. Dom Frollo wishes to have speech with you.
I hate that man. I do not wish to have speech with him.
Hear me, Esmeralda. Dom Frollo has great influence with my Lord Cardinal. If you earn his enmity, nothing can save you. They will pursue you, even outside the walls of Paris. They will drag you back here and burn you as a witch. And they might even burn me because I am your husband. Oh, Esmeralda, for my sake, you must obey the orders of Dom Frollo. Seek not to earn his enmity. Rather seek to earn his friendship.
As usual, Pierre, you are thinking only of yourself.
Oh, why should I be burnt at the stake for your sake? I do not wish to die.
You did not wish to die before I married you.
Must you always remind me of that? Am I never to be allowed to forget it? It seems that you did not do me so great a service, Esmeralda. I merely exchanged one death for another. If they burn you, they will surely burn me.
They will not burn me. Oh, you are a despicable creature, Pierre.
A whining, groveling coward. But you must hear me, Esmeralda. Dom Frollo is my master, and I do not believe he would lie to me. It will be better if you come to see him. If you are suspected of being a witch, he is the only man who can protect you.
I know you mean well, Quasimodo, but I do not trust your master. There is something about him that frightens me.
Have I not sworn to always protect you?
Oh, I know not what to do.
You must come, Esmeralda. You may be charged with witchcraft, and Dom Frollo says that he can save your life.
That is right, Esmeralda. If anyone can save your life, Dom Frollo can.
You say he is going to bring a charge of witchcraft against me?
He bade me tell you to come to him and he would save you.
I will go. But you will come with me, Pierre.
No. No. No, I fear the wrath of Dom Frollo. I will not come with you.
Oh, yes. I had almost forgotten that you are a coward. Very well. Quasimodo shall protect me.
I would give my life for you, La Esmeralda.
I will come with you now, Quasimodo.
La Esmeralda set out with Quasimodo for Notre Dame, leaving the cowardly Pierre to wait their return. As Quasimodo and Esmeralda walked through the streets, many curious eyes turned towards the ill-assorted couple, and some people could not forbear to jeer at Quasimodo. The hunchback shambled on, taking no notice of the onlookers. He seemed contented and happy. Meanwhile, Dom Frollo was waiting impatiently in his room with his brother, Johann.
Why does not Quasimodo come? Has he dared to disobey my orders?
Oh, patience, patience, Claude. The hunchback has not been gone for long.
Do you think he will bring the girl back with him?
How should I know? If she has any sense, she will keep well away from here.
Oh, you are a fool. I tell you, the girl must come.
Might I remind you, my brother, that she is married? I would like to earn the 50 pieces of gold that you promised me.
We will talk about that another time. I must speak with La Esmeralda first. Listen. Can you hear the dragging foot of the hunchback coming up the stairs?
Yes, I can hear him.
Are you there, Quasimodo?
I am coming, my master.
Is the lady with you?
She is with me. Come, Esmeralda. I have obeyed your orders, Dom Frollo.
Step in, Esmeralda. Please be seated. You may go, Quasimodo.
I would prefer Quasimodo to remain here.
Quasimodo is my servant. He obeys my orders. You may go, Quasimodo.
I go, my master.
Well, Esmeralda, it is strange to see you here.
Oh, I did not notice you there, Johann.
You may go also, Johann. I have much to say to this lady.
Very well, my brother.
Well, Dom Frollo?
You whom they call La Esmeralda. Do you know people say you are a witch? I myself have seen exhibitions of your witchcraft, making that white goat do your bidding.
That is not witchcraft. I taught the goat those simple tricks myself.
The penalty for witchcraft is death.
I am no witch. I do not deserve the penalty of death.
I may be able to save your life. Look at me, Esmeralda. Can you not see I am mad with love for you? In the past, you have been frightened of me, Esmeralda. But I swear that there is nothing to fear. I wish to love you and protect you. Men say that you are a witch. That may be so. It may be that you have cast some spell on me. But I care not. I only know that I love you. You mean more to me than life itself. Let me take you in my arms.
No. Do not come near me. Do not touch me.
Why do you eye me with hatred? I wish to be kind to you. Can you not return my love?
You have not the right to love me. Let me go from here in peace. Don Follow, let us forget this matter.
I go on my knees to you. I beg of you to return my love. Give me some happiness and joy in my life. If you will only return my love, if you will come willingly to my arms, I will save your life.
I would rather face the charge of witchcraft and prove my innocence than come to your arms.
You are mad. Mad, I say. You are in my power now, and you must obey me. Come here, you fool.
Don't follow. You are hurting my arms.
Your sweet lips are close to mine.
Let me go.
I love you, Esma.
Let me go, please,
Don Frollo.
Let her go, Master.
Get out of here, Quasimodo. How dare you enter without my permission?
The hunchback advanced slowly into the room. Don Frollo released Esmeralda, and angrily he turned to face the hunchback. Will Quasimodo help Esmeralda? We will hear more about this in the next episode of The Hunchback of Notre Dame.